This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
We are the Grillin' Guys. Little Billy Idol. My shower music.
We had a conversation about that on Bakita and Gray Friday morning with Kid Rock coming to town.
Uh-huh.
We're giving away some tickets there at BakitaandGray.com. And, started asking Bakita about his taste in music, and we don't have much in common. He was big on the Def Leppard. Said Aerosmith was the heaviest, hardest rocking concert he's ever been to.
Never seen Aerosmith, so I was a big Aerosmith fan, but...
I'm guessing Billy Idol's right in your wheelhouse.
Oh, that was one of my big gigs, yeah. It was good shower music, you know, something I could scream and wake my wife up. She hates Billy Idol as a result of it. Well, we have Rob Russell on hold. This is the Grillin' Guys. It's Saturday morning. We're here every Saturday from 9 to 11. We're just trying to get your grill on. But we want to bring Michigan back, and we're going to start in your backyard. We're going to shoot out to Topeka, Kansas right now and talk to our favorite cowboy, Rob Russell. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Bobby. What's going on, buddy?
Well, we are looking out at more of that frozen fog.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get about 4 to 6 inches tonight again, so we're about like Michigan today.
Yeah, which is kind of unusual for Kansas. You guys don't get quite as much snow as we do.
Not usually. Some years it just snows a couple inches and melts, and that's it.
Well, neither does Atlanta, but they're everybody's getting it down in the South. This has been one of the weirdest years on record.
That global warming, right?
Must be. Now it's global cooling. Another panic.
Yeah.
So what do we have to talk about? We've kind of talked a little bit about our classes. You and I spent a lot of windshield time this week running around the Great Lakes area teaching people how to grind up hog and deer. I do have your grinder in my garage yet, too, by the way, so I might put that to use before you come back for our next round of classes. Michael kind of wants to get into stuffing some sausage. He lives right by Sobeys, so it'd be the perfect fit.
Heck yeah. I love that Sobeys store. That guy is a great guy, and it's a nice little butcher shop. I still want to go back here and get one of those pickles out of that pickle bucket.
So what do you have for us this morning?
You know, I want to talk a little bit about Dutch oven. You know, Dutch oven, and for anybody that doesn't know what a Dutch oven is, basically it's a cast iron pot.
Okay, you're calling West Michigan. Okay, it's the land of the Dutch. Everybody has
a
Dutch oven.
Let's talk about this Dutch oven recipe that I have that is like so easy. It's like 3 or 4 ingredients, and it tastes great in a Dutch oven. If you do it in just a regular pan, it's like, you know, it's okay. But if you put it in a Dutch oven, it's like something about that cast iron cooking. The ease of doing this cast iron cooking, I mean, like, I'm just going to go out and clear me a spot in the snow and throw down a little bit of lump charcoal and then throw a little wood on it and throw my Dutch oven on it. And it's like I don't even have to have my grill going today. But this recipe that I do, everywhere I go to teach classes, I do this one recipe on my Dutch oven. I just set it on the back of the Goodwin smoker. And, well, you know how we did it this week in Michigan. But just, it's a peach cobbler. And it's so simple. I mean, even the barbecue guys that don't even know how to cook any kind of desserts, it's a great recipe. It's a peach cobbler. You go buy a box of yellow cake mix, 2 bags of frozen peaches, 12-ounce can of 7-Up, you can use Sprite if you want, and a tablespoon of vanilla. And you just mix all that together and throw your peaches in the bottom and cover it with, it's just like a cake batter, and you're not going to get all the lumps out, so you don't want to try to get all the lumps out. But you just throw all that in there, and it probably takes, if you have it on a good fire, it probably takes an hour. Oh, did I say that? An hour?
That's hour for you people in Michigan.
But it takes about an hour, and it's a great, when you stick a toothpick in the middle and pulls out clean, it's just like a cake. It's done. So that's a great recipe, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit. Oh, you can add a little bit of vanilla rum in there. It really kind of tops it off a little bit, adds to that flavor, and it's just like it's to die for.
Make a daddy dessert out of it.
That's right.
Well, we're talking about Valentine's Day stuff here anyway, which is driving Michael crazy. I can tell his wife's getting nothing for Valentine's Day.
Well, I can tell Bob's wife is mad at you. You would, there's no way any guy on the planet is getting 3 weeks out in front of Valentine's Day if he hasn't done something wrong. Am I Rob? Am I wrong on that, Rob?
Oh, man, it'll be like the day before for me.
Thank you.
Okay, but you're not planning out a radio show, so I'm just trying to help all those guys who are poor planners to get their gig going.
Well, you know, that's probably good that somebody's helping them, because most guys are like me, and it's a last-minute thought, and, you know, if they think about it a little bit ahead of time, that's about as much as they do is think about it. So probably it's good that somebody's out there pushing them a little bit. Maybe you'll help some of these poor souls.
Well, when we got done with our class at Zager's, we stopped for some Daddy Pops there at Uccello's, and you met Scott and Katie, and they had just come from some dance lessons, and you saw Scott. How would you describe Scott? He's kind of a man's man, isn't he? Big boy, athlete.
Yeah.
Well, he just came from dance lessons. We have Lance, the instructor here from Illusion Studios. He's going to talk to us in the next segment about dance lessons. But Michael's having a cow over the fact that I'm taking dance lessons. And you saw Scott. I mean, would you question his judgment? You saw how good-looking his wife was.
No, she's a beauty. She's a beauty. And, you know,
if you're not twirling her, somebody else might be. So you better get your dance on.
That's right. You better get your dance on, because somebody's going to twirl her.
That's right. I mean, we're like 50 years old, so we're at that stage in life where we are actually paying attention to our wives. Michael's still, you know, he's still running the ground hard, and he's kind of a pup yet, so he's not thinking right, but he'll come to that point.
As soon as that last kid gets out of the house, it's like, oh, crap, I got to pay attention here, because that's the only person left here.
Isn't that the case?
It kind of slaps you in the head, and you're like going, oh, no. What am I going to do here?
So go ahead. When you're doing that peach cobbler, would you want to spray that cast iron down with some Pam or something like that to keep it from sticking, get a little crust on it?
Not too heavy, but a little bit of Pam. And, you know, some guys will line their cast iron pan with aluminum foil to make it easy to clean up, but that just destroys what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
So it's going to be kind of a mess to clean up, but no big deal. Just hit it hard and scrub it a little bit, but the easiest way to clean those is the next time you use it, go ahead and clean it. But the next time you use it, put some oil in it and put it on a fire and get it really hot and wipe it out with a towel, and you're good to go.
I've actually talked to a nutritionist that said you should cook with cast iron as much as possible, because your food actually gets a little bit of iron out of it, which your body needs.
Yeah, so most guys aren't taking iron pills either.
No. I guess we need that stuff.
Women need it more than men, I think. So if nothing else for Valentine's Day, you should cook your wife a peach cobbler in a cast iron skillet to supplement her iron and make her happy.
That could be the end of your. That could be the dessert for your Valentine.
Another part that maybe you could talk about, that kapusta. Is that what you called it?
Oh, kapusta.
Kapusta. Now, wouldn't that be great in a Dutch oven? Tell me a little bit about what you told me how you would do that, and I think that'd be great with kielbasa.
Great thought. Yeah, if you want to get a little fire going, and you might not even have a nice grill. You might just have a fire pit in your backyard if you have a Dutch oven. If you don't, go down to Gemmons or, I don't know, somebody. I'm sure Alan Bob's has a beautiful line of cast iron stoves or cast iron Dutch ovens, but that was... You go to Sobeys or somewhere like that and get some kapusta and throw in a can of chicken broth, and then get some awesome, which would be right from Sobeys again, or I tend to go to Lewandowski sometimes, get some good Polish kielbasa and some red potatoes and some onions, and throw all that in the Dutch oven and throw that on the fire. Give it about an hour.
An hour. You got it. You're getting better.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Get my Kansas on.
That sounds great to me, and I just was thinking about that. And for you guys that don't know explain to what the kapusta, kind of similar to sauerkraut, right?
It's sauerkraut, but it's the Polish way. So I don't really know what they put in it. We'll have to get Tim back on the show, because he makes a lot of cool stuff there. Michael lives right by there. And, Michael, you might want to say hi to Rob, by the way. He was kind of sad that he didn't get to go to the class, but he has to get up at 4:30 in the morning. And that class, what time did we get out of there?
Oh, it was about 11, and then it was snowstorm, and I didn't get to bed till 1:15. So you'd have got two hours and 45 minutes of sleep. So you're probably lucky you didn't go.
Well, yeah, and you know, Bob, as you well know, the master of planning that he is, dropped the timing on the class on me about 2 hours beforehand.
Yeah.
So well, I was headed out your way, venison in hand. I was ready to go.
It sounds like I'm going to be back up in Michigan, so maybe we can hook up next time because Michigan, I think Bob's going to drag me from Michigan to Wisconsin to Chicago. We got classes to do at those three places. So
yeah, we got some rodeos to do.
Crappie Joppy, you know, you probably another reason you didn't go is because, or that you shouldn't have went, is because immediately I put Crappie Joppy to work, chopping up spices and. And he had a blister on his hand. What?
He was whining, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was asking, don't they already make this stuff chopped up? I was like, no.
Yeah, they already make sausage, too, but that'd take all the fun out of it.
That's right. That's right. So we had a blast. But
he's headed up north right now for his week-long gig. He's got to speak at a big health insurance convention of some sort. He's a big muckety-muck, you know. He owns Red A Agency, and He's putting health insurance out on the map for people while he still can.
Yeah, you heard that right, or you got that right. But yeah, that Kapuza would be a great deal, and I'm gonna actually go out and fire me up a fire today and do that if I can find it. I don't know where you find that in Kansas. We don't have a lot of Polish people in Kansas, I don't think.
Really? Then your weddings must stink.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
You got to go to a Polish wedding if you're gonna have any fun.
Well, I've never been to one, honestly. I mean, I've been to a lot of Catholic weddings, but I'll find some. We've got a pretty good little butcher shop down here. I bet you they know where, you know, those little butcher shops, you guys are kind of lined with them up there. That guy that helped us up there in the class, I can't remember his name.
Right.
But he was great, so.
Well, I'm going to run out and get a Dutch oven myself because you've got me thinking that I'm really missing out on something and... I've been too focused on Valentine's Day, I've been told, so I got to get my grilling back on.
Well, it's just like, you know, it's just like cooking with a Goodwin smoker. I mean, once you set that Dutch oven there, throw a few coals underneath it, and then throw a few coals on top of the lid, and every once in a while go out there and throw a few on there, and you really don't have to mess with it too much. So
a little different way to do some grilling. We're talking with Rob Russell. Thanks for calling in, Rob. We'll see you in a few weeks when you come back and start educating the masses again. Thanks so much, buddy.
All right. See you Michigan people later.
All right. This is the Grilling Guys on 107.3.